Okay, let's go. Okay, Sanhedrin, Pehei Amid Beis, in the Shatnitzin Gemara, 85 before the Mishnah. In the Hebrew Gemara, it's Pehei Amid Beis 170, the bottom third of the page. Okay, one of the things that the Torah forbids to do, in fact, that's what it means in the Aseres HaDibros, the Gemara is going to explain, it says don't steal. What does it mean don't steal? It doesn't mean don't steal, it means don't kidnap. So the Torah says, if somebody kidnaps a person and it makes him work, then he gets killed. So it says, what do you get? You get chenek, by the way. So it says, again, if nefesh mi Yisrael, if somebody kidnaps a Jew, you're not chayiv misa until you bring him into the house. You're not, in other words, you just kidnap him, you don't bring him into your own house, I mean, it's not allowed to do it, but it's not chayiv chenek. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, no, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not enough to bring him into your house, because the Torah says, okay, we'll see in a second. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to do two things. Kidnap him, bring him into your house, and you have to make him work for you. Because the Torah says, you're going to make use of him, and then you send him. Okay, so what's the din? If a guy kidnaps somebody and he sells him, he's chayiv misa. Chachamim hold, seemingly, we'll see in the Gemara, seemingly the chachamim hold, all you have to do is bring him into your house and then you sell him, he's chayiv misa. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to bring him into the house and make him work and then he chayiv, and sell him, then you're chayiv misa. So then the Gemara says, what happens? A guy kidnaps his own son. What's the din? Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishe, Rabbi Yechim ben Breika, Mechayev. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechim ben Breika, says, you're Chayev. You're Chayev, even though it's your son. Chachamim say Peter. And the Gemara is going to explain why the Chachamim hold you potter if it's your own son. Then it says, Ganav mi shechetiv eved v'chetiv ben chayrin. What happens if somebody steals somebody, they kidnap somebody who's half eved and half free? How do you have such an existence of a half eved, half free? So the classic example is two shutfim bought a slave together, and one of them freed his slave. So now he's half slave and half free. So what happens if you kidnap such a person? Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayev, and Chachamim say Yepot. And this Gemara is going to explain the whole thing. Okay. So the Gemara is going to explain this whole Mishnah. So bottom line of the Mishnah is like this. We have three arguments. First argument is that Chachamim seemingly hold as soon as you kidnap him and eventually you sell him Yechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to kidnap him and bring him into your house and make him work for you and then you sell him, then you're Chayiv. Second argument is that somebody kidnaps his own son. Chachamim say, Potter, Rabbi Yechanan and the son of Yishuel, the son of Rabbi Yechanan and Breika says, Chayiv. The third case is, if you steal a half slave, half free, so then, again, there's a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda says, chayv, and a chacham say potter. Yeah. So the Gemara says, tam kamali boy imur. The problem is, the Torah says clearly, vis amar bari umachare. You kidnap him, you make him work, and then you sell him. So the pasuk says you have to make him work. How do chachamim say you don't even have to make him work? Because what did the Chacham say in the Mishnah? You kidnap him, you bring him to your house, you're already chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you need to make him work also. That means Chacham hold the pashtus, you don't need to make him work. But the pearl, then the question is, the Torah says, v'samer bay, that you made him work. So the Gemara says, Amr Rabbach b'rei, the Rav, Rabbach, the son of Rav, says like this. Now he did make him work. But less than a pruta's worth of work. Meaning like this. If you didn't make the guy work at all, everybody says you're potter. You don't get misa. What's the machlekes if you brought him in and you didn't make him work officially? It means like this. You made him work less than a shava pruta. Less than a pruta. So the question is that called work or not? So according to the Chachamim, it's not called work. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's called work. That means he made him work. The Tanakhama says you chayiv anyway, even though you. In other words, the Chachamim are stricter. Chachamim hold even if you make him work a little bit less than a pruta, you also chayiv. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's only chayiv if you make him work a pruta's worth of work. Okay, now the question is like this. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following shalom. Ganvei u'mechari yoshin mahu. Somebody kidnapped somebody who was sleeping and sold him while the guy was still sleeping. He kidnapped a guy when he was sleeping. Or, machar isha le'ubra. He kidnapped a pregnant woman, okay, and then he sold the fetus, not the mother. What's the din? Okay? Now, is he chayiv because of the unborn kid or not? So it says, yesh, what's the question? Yesh derech imor bekach. Is that called the normal use of working? Or ein derech imor bekach? Or is it not the normal, thank you, or is it not the normal way of working?
How do you sell the fetus inside the mother's belly?
Yeah, you sell for the rights of the new unborn. People used to do that, by the way. For woman,
it's not sold until the baby is born.
Well, the question is, it's a machlekes, but if you can sell somebody else, but over here the kid is existing already. She's pregnant. So if she wasn't pregnant at all, well, then it's a question if you could sell it or not. But here, she was already pregnant, so the kid existed.
But it's not delivered to the buyer.
Correct. But eventual rights to the kid. So the question, but the Gemara asks a different thing. The Lekka Imer Club, but there's no usage at all. How are you using the fetus, and how are you using the guy that's sleeping? Right? The Gemara, we know one thing. You have to work the guy. Yeah, less than Shava Pruta like the Chachamim or Shava Pruta like Rabbi Yehuda. But the bottom line of the question is, if the guy's not working at all, everybody says you're potter. So the question is, you steal a pregnant woman for the fetus didn't work. Or if you kidnap and sell a guy who's sleeping, how did he work for you? So Gemara says like this, Yosh, how do you make a guy work for you if he's sleeping? He says simple. The guy was sleeping, but you leaned on him. So it made him work for you. You leaned on him, so you benefited from him. Or, Isha, the ukma ba'ape zeka. How did he make use of a pregnant woman with a fetus? He said he used the woman to block the wind from him. So that she had a belly. That was a better windbreaker. That was a better windbreaker. So he did use.